This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, we haven't talked since last week's WASD report, but what are we seeing taking place on the grains here today?
We're seeing some strength in the overnight market pretty much across the board. Corn is up 4, beans up over 10 cents plus. Even the wheat market is kind of joining the fun. Meal continues to make new moves higher, as well as bean oil. So a very strong overnight market overall, looking for that to probably continue as we open the day session.
Jim, let's switch over to the other side of the ag markets and talk about the livestock and what's happening there.
Well, if you look at the hog market, I mean, it was an ugly day on those December hogs yesterday. They took out that October low. Outside day down, technically, it was just an ugly market. Hopefully, we can reverse it today. We did get some positive economic news out of China. Their GDP and all the other economic data they released last night did give a little bit of a bullish tinge to the economic macro market, I should say. Hopefully that is kind of an encouragement. Maybe we see some economic sales of exports of pork to China, because right now the market's going down, plain and simple. It's telling you you've got too much pork, not enough demand. Cat, on the other hand, they continue to work higher. Cash markets working higher. The demand seems to be there. Supply is still very tight.
And Jim, when we talk about China and that trying to improve the economy, are they still just very slowly trying to recover from the COVID time period and shutting everything down essentially and having such a strict process of trying to contain COVID?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the reality is they were very hard shutting down. They stayed shut down longer than any other country out there. And they did not snap back as quick as a lot of people thought. And I think some of that has to do with, you know, was they had the COVID procedures. We couldn't get products out of China. So what happened? You saw a lot of multinational companies move their production base out of China to other locations of the world. And it's one of those things that it's just taking longer for them to do it.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 7.2 more corn bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't. Supercharging your corn with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 7.2 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your corn yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
December corn up 4 even at 493 even. November soybeans up 6 even at 1302 and a quarter. On the Merck, December live cattle up 5 cents at 186.92. November feeder cattle down 47 cents at 249.97. December lean hogs up 12 cents at 67.67. Class 3 milk up 11 cents at 17.94. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.